This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Dag!
Carnivore.
Oh, man, that gets my motor going.
Master! Master! Oh,
that does it, though. That's uniconducing.
Master!
Yeah, SpongeBob, you love it.
God damn it!
You dirty slut, SpongeBob.
Stop it!
I'm your dirty slut, Peter.
I never want to...
Yeah, don't tell Lois.
This is awesome.
She'll find out when she uses me as the sponge in the kitchen and there's cum everywhere.
Oh, no! God, that's the hottest thing you've ever said to me, SpongeBob.
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction, Season 11, Super Hilarious, Mega Funny, Intro Bumper, or whatever. Well, we're live.
Hey, we're live.
You didn't even give me the sting before you did it, though.
Going from the start of a new game to where you can sing Bakumitai in karaoke.
Bakumitai percent is really good, but I'm also in the middle of a dungeon right now, and I can't leave it, so can I read last?
God fucking damn it. You know what time the fucking show starts.
Yes, even I do. I
was in a 26-minute queue.
In the middle of an unskippable
cutscene. I was in a 26-minute queue.
So just fucking take the lever.
I can't, because I have to wait an entire week to do this shit again. Otherwise, I'll be with a bunch of baddies.
Yeah, well, that's what you get for leaving.
What? No, what? I'm not leaving.
Just like in Overwatch, Dave, maybe you deserve to be with the baddies.
So, you know what? Just for that, I'm taking all of your stats away in wrestling. You're going to be a level one dude.
Yeah, uh-huh. Are you actually going to do this? I don't think you will. You have too much integrity.
Yeah, no, I don't.
recording.
We can hear Woofy.
Yeah. It's because you're in Hot Tub Hangout.
Yeah, we're not in the real thing yet.
So why do we have Craig in Hot Tub Hangout?
I don't know. You tell us.
I don't know. Why did you make Craig join us?
I just joined. Where are you? Okay. Oh, my God.
Sounds to me like Ass Command's about to get a...
Get David in here.
There, David's now in here.
Now recording.
Now recording.
Now we have now recording again. Also, thank you, Woofy, for bringing that to our attention. David, how long is your dungeon going to take?
We have one more pool and then a boss, and we're done.
Okay.
We're halfway through the second to last boss. It's 15 minutes tops.
Okay, I'm going to demand that you make your party fail so that people can start leaving.
Yeah, but no. I'm the healer. As Steve said, I have too much integrity.
Yeah, just start healing people badly.
How do you heal people badly?
Do it at the wrong times when they're already at full health.
Oh, okay.
Use your most powerful spells when somebody loses 1 HP.
Hold on, my tank is at 1 HP down, so benediction, let's go.
Yeah, benediction, 2-hour cooldown.
You don't even know what benediction is.
I know what benediction is in Final Fantasy XI.
Man, I just want some Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, Steve Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let me join the Ben and Jerry's team. I'll make extra money that way.
Well, if it's any consolation, the other healer died for unknown causes, and I don't know how that happens.
He stepped in the goo.
Also, Dave, I was wrong. The story tonight is not Florida Man, but it might as well be because
what? I had a storyline and everything planned for this.
It's Plants vs. Zombies, and it's Crazy Dave.
But who the fuck is Crazy Dave?
You.
Is it? Am I crazy?
You're not Crazy Dave.
I'm just a little unwell.
Yeah, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm your host, Steve-O.
Nighttime sniffly, sneezing, aching, coughing, stuffy head fever, so you can rest and have a good fan fiction show.
I'm your host, whatever the hell he just said.
Can we just record, like, all of My Immortal, but, like, as an ASMR?
How do you do that?
We can do that, but the Patreon-only material, because all of our ASMR material can only be for patrons.
He stabbed me with the meat. He stabbed me with the steak.
You're too loud. We need to get the special microphones.
I don't have the special microphone, dude. I'm poor.
For a second, I thought you said the special diaper phone.
Yes. The special diaper phone. That's obviously what I fucking said.
That thing that you can go get at local stores.
Speaking of diaper phone, how's your diaper phone doing, Bortz?
He's kind of chilling right now. He's going to be dream fed. Actually, I'll probably need to go grab a monitor whenever I'm not reading.
Yeah, your diaper phone.
Is that what we're landing on for calling babies now? That's what's going to be in fashion? Just, oh, yeah, yeah, me and the wife, we got together, we had a diaper phone.
Yeah. Well, you have to get a diaper phone when you have a diaper filler. That's how it works.
I wouldn't know about that, Paul.
I'm not
I wouldn't know about that, Charles.
David, Logan, Sean, me. Val is not here. She's going to go to bed early because I'm working 5 hours after tonight's episode.
Everybody call Steve.
Diaper phone?
Paul. No, Paul. Oh,
okay,
from
I'll call Steve.
Don't call my diaper phone.
Send him SMS.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Turn my phone off.
Turned his phone off.
All right. Can we get down to business?
To defeat the Huns?
Yes, exactly.
I said it first, Sean. Shut up.
I will go first just to save you, Dave.
Thank you.
We're going to be starting off with Crazy Dave's Crazy Kinks by Daddy Chat.
Hi, my name is Daddy Chat. I'm going to tell you about Crazy Dave's Crazy Kinks.
So Crazy Dave is basically like the tutorial dude from Plants vs. Zombies. Kind of weird.
Doo-doo-doo.
He has a pot on his head. He's just a strange dude overall.
He's a pothead.
He's literally Mark Wahlberg's character from The Happening.
Oh, okay.
No, it's that's not it at all.
No, this no, everybody, just, this is the new headcanon. Plants vs. Zombies, if you will go and
this
play
is
the game.
Just because you sent me that image.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch are like, no, no.
Shia LaBeouf, watch out for the Terminator, and then I'm going to do a hate crime.
What? No.
Why did...
No.
Are you asking me why Marky Mark did a hate crime?
I'm reading Crazy
Mark
Dave.
Mark Wahlberg, why didn't you do a hate crime? No!
Crazy
because
Dave has
I,
an enlightening...
I don't care very much for the Vietnamese people.
Yup.
Oh!
Crazy Dave stretched, preparing for another morning of zombie fighting, per usual. He stretched as the sunbeams cascaded his naked...
I gotta get the
Allspark! Optimus needs me!
As the sunbeams cascaded his naked body, got his cum-stained underpants on, placed the pot on his head, and upon getting fully dressed, headed outside, taking the plants with him. He gazed... Just pipe those in every now and again, like canned laughter in a sitcom. He gazed across the street, a horde of zombies all willing to devour his saucepan-protected brains. Nonetheless, Crazy Dave was ready to fight them. With the power of sunlight, it wasn't long before he'd built an army of pea shooters, sunflowers, bloomerangs, walnuts, and whatnot. The zombie killing was going smoothly from that side of the lawn. However, Crazy Dave hadn't looked behind him as a zombie with a traffic cone over his head slowly approached him. Crazy Dave tried to attack all he could, but realizing he had forgotten his belt...
Yeah.
His pants fell down.
Oh!
Oh no!
Look what happened completely by accident!
Oh no, my pants fell down.
Oh my god, my dick went inside your mouth by accident.
Oh no, I'm Strom Thurmond and I accidentally fucked my black house servant even though I'm totally racist. Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh!
What the hell is even going on anymore in this...
Wait. You don't remember Strom Thurmond had a big tiff with, like, Congress because he had an affair with his black house servant?
No, I did not remember that.
No, I don't. Strom Thurmond doesn't even sound like a real name.
It is,
yeah,
though.
It is.
He was in the Senate for, like, 800 years.
Who names their child Strom?
Somebody from the fucking 1900s.
Yeah, Mama Strom Thurmond was like, oh, my young tiny child, I sure hope you don't grow up to be super racist and whatnot.
I mean, it could have been kind of cool. Maybe they said this kid's name was Crumb and the doctor had really bad handwriting.
And then after Mama Strom Thurmond said that, baby Strom Thurmond said, I shouldn't be racist. Oh, no.
Don't ever say Mama Strom ever again.
Baby Strom.
Baby Strom.
Do, 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 do.
So is Strom.
Baby Strom.
Do, 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 do. Baby Strom. Do, do,
do, do, do. Be racist.
Oh my God, Steve, how ready are you to start listening to that song for 24 hours a day?
I've never heard it.
Well, you soon will.
Yup.
Link it to him, but link him the 24-hour version and then take away his keys.
See, I don't need it. I have a book already called Bedtime for Baby Shark, and on the cover there's little doo-doo-doo-doo-doos. And I just imagine a different song from whatever you guys are doing. It'll be fine.
Baby Shark, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Baby Shark Strom Thurmond.
Strom Thurmond, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Strom Thurmond, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oppressing black people, doo-doo-doo-doo.
He was, seriously, he was an asshole. Fuck him.
Yep.
Yeah, no, got that.
Prick.
Back to Crazy Dave. Dave, you're right. You're just a little off kilter. Crazy Dave tried to attack all he could, but realized what it was about. The zombie grabbed at his underwear, tearing it off.
No!
Revealing his crazy cock.
My crazy cock!
Is it like a silly straw?
Crazy cock!
Was Sean trying to say something?
I said,
yeah, it's like
cock.
A silly straw.
Yeah, it's like a silly straw.
The zombie and Dave interlocked eyes for a moment.
You're looking very undead today.
Dave,
the zombie said in a brain undead monotone voice.
Tell me more, big boy.
Codehead zombie.
Crazy no, you're not Dave. Crazy Dave. You're Steve, all right?
I am crazy
Dave. Oh, no,
Dave,
you're not Steve. You're Paul. I forgot.
I'm not Paul. I'm Shark Thurmond.
Shark Thurmond. Do, 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 do. Codehead zombie.
Crazy Dave spoke ecstatically. Crazy Dave pulled down the zombie's pants. This can only end awfully.
Oh, no, it went real good.
Good lord, he was almost born before the Civil War.
Yeah, that's right it was. I was old as fuck. What are you going to do about it?
His rotting rod. Yes, we're still talking about Strom Thurmond.
Suck my racist stick, Logan.
His rotting rod
wanna.
May have been weakened
no
from
did.
All the...
I don't want to suck racist dick.
underground. But Dave liked it.
No, I didn't.
Crazy Dave spread his asshole and let it all begin.
Oh, my goodness. Ernest goes to my asshole.
The zombie stuck his maggot-infested, decomposing dick into Crazy Dave's bum.
Ew.
And Crazy Dave realized something. All the crazy kinks he's been hiding for all these years. Harder. Faster.
Better. Stronger.
Stronger. Well, how also Rip. On point.
Rip that punk.
Yeah, I've been listening to Daft Punk tribute albums all, like, fucking day, so...
Yes, because one of them exploded and the other is walking through the desert for the rest of eternity.
Yeah, that kind of sucks, but at least one got out. I don't want to be stuck in the deserts of New Mexico for the remainder of my life.
It was only the first half of a murder-suicide.
Oh, jeez. Oh, this is a really dark Chris Benoit biopic.
It's biopic.
Well, yeah. It's a biopic.
You mean like those Legos? Biopicals?
Yeah.
Yeah, biopicals.
You show your girlfriend your biopical collection, she'll cream. She'll be like, oh my god.
No, I can't show her my biopical collection. It'd be too powerful.
Well, no, yours is like mint in tube. So, like, I respect that choice. Because if you were to unleash your entire complete collection of bionicles...
Biopicals,
including the Mask of Malachi on DVD and Blu-ray, which was only released in Malaysia. I get it.
Can I say something that I've been holding in my heart for many years, Logan?
Sure.
What's up?
I didn't know what Bionicle was before I met you, and the first time you told me about it, I thought you were making a joke about two monocles being a Bionicle.
You had an upsetting childhood.
Yeah, seriously. Why would anyone ever make that joke?
Legos were not cool when I
Legos
was young.
Were not
what
kosher.
The fuck did you just say to me?
No. I'm saying that, like, Legos themselves I played a lot with, but we didn't have the cool Legos when I was growing up. Does that make sense?
Wait, hold up.
Hey,
hold
jackass.
Up.
All Legos are cool.
Yeah, you just use your imagination to build whatever the fuck you want, and then it's cool. Build a cool castle starring you and your friend, Castle Lego Man.
Yeah,
but you didn't do that. You're just like, no, I can only have the Star Wars set, but my mom won't let me because Star Wars isn't kosher or whatever.
Star Wars is too expensive, yeah.
No, Star Wars was too expensive.
Doesn't follow the Hasidic...
Hasidic?
they don't fuck through sheets in Star Wars, so...
What the Harder, there was better, that faster, one guy stronger, who... Crazy Dave shouted, wanting to make the most of this situation and to veer away from the Hasidim.
There was that one guy who looked like a pig in Star Wars, so it's not kosher anymore.
Jesus Christ, this is 900 million tangents.
Yeah, that guy's name was Jack Porkins? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, Porkins.
Yeah, you can't be with Porkins, I understand.
Do you think they called him that because he had an uncircumcised penis?
No, they called him that because he was fat and they're very unsensitive in the fucking 1970s.
Yeah.
Did you just say unsensitive?
Yes, he
yeah,
did.
I said unsensitive. Like your dick is after you've gotten your foreskin chopped off.
Oh, that's sad.
Right?
For all of us.
Why did you give me a Jack Porkins special, mommy?
Why are we... Okay, back to the zombie fucking...
Can that be the episode title? The Jack Porkins
We're
special.
We're 15 minutes in. Let's see where the night goes.
No. This is going to be good. Don't worry.
The zombie started fucking slowly getting faster as Crazy Dave began to climax his cum shot from his dick all over the plants.
Wow, that was fast. I guess he was uncircumcised. That's why his sensitivity was top tier.
And on top of that, he's also been waiting for us to finish for 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'm really just buying us time until I finish this boss fight.
God
so.
Damn it, Dave!
What? I've been 100% honest this entire episode.
The plants, however, accepted Crazy Dave's excuse for perpetuating this ridiculous endeavor just to keep you from having to raid because you're in a dungeon.
I'm not in a dungeon. I'm in a raid.
Crazy Dave's cum is a new form of water causing them to grow in new ways. The pea shooter, the pea shooter looked down between its
I go down to the river, I got me a pea shooter right there.
Between its leaves, a new appendage started to form.
Yeah.
It was long, it was veiny, this pea shooter.
It was long and strong and down to get that friction on.
This pea shooter grew a pea shooter.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Hopping plant penises, Crazy Dave shouted. As the zombie continued to fuck him. Come on over and join me in this fuck pile.
Fuck pile?
The pea shooter couldn't resist.
It's a real
yeah,
thing.
Fuck pile. The pea shooter couldn't resist. He hopped on over and decided it was time to give Crazy Dave a blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy Dave had never experienced a more sexy morning. He was moaning and moaning, waking up all the neighbors who looked outside and suddenly looked away.
No!
From the man being fucked by both the zombie and the plant.
This is weird what we have in suburbia these days.
Even after the apocalypse, Dave didn't mind, though. He liked it.
Nope. I love it.
At least until the zombie's dick snapped off.
Oh, God, it's in my booty.
The zombie stumbled back, realizing the circumstances, not circumcisions, his dick now eternally stuck in Dave's bottom until it was taken out, which was actually quite immediately.
Oh.
Dave removed the conehead zombie's dick from his ass and stuck it in his mouth.
Ma, that's fresh poopy feeling.
However, the hard, rotting taste caught him to throw up the vomit, which was then all sucked up by the pea shooter. Crazy Bleh. Dave wanted to get kinkier, though, when he noticed the zombie was gnawing at his arm. Vore, the best fetish of them all!
No, it's not. It's actually terrible.
Logan, you're up.
Yeah, Logan, get up on there.
Oh, boy. Let's do this, zombie. Swallow me whole, Crazy Dave shouted at the top of his lungs. Oh, hang on. Let's do this, zombie! Swallow me whole! Crazy Dave shouted at the top of his lungs. The zombie started chewing apart Dave piece by piece, but before he could be vored completely, he was infected. Dave, too, was a zombie. All he knew now was to eat, which roughly translated to voring everything in sight.
Vore me, Daddy!
He vored every plant on the lawn, filling his stomach and throwing up the remains, which he lapped up with his tongue. He didn't mind. He was used to eating food off the floor. He then went door to door, voring everyone in sight, as they all screamed in terror. He vored their furniture, their houses, their lawns, and moved onwards until he had vored an entire city. He heard a voice from behind him. Halt, you buffoon! Dave turned around.
No.
It was Dr. Zomboss.
No, not Zomboss! My evil enemies.
What on earth are you doing, deranged David? Aren't you aware of your purpose?
No.
Dave sat there with his gaping jaw open. You're a retriever, nitwit. Your goal is to grab brains and bring them to me. Dave, however, could not understand the big-headed zombie scientist. All he saw was another tasty meal.
Nom, 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 nom.
Crazy Dave unfolded his fingers and reached towards Zomboss's clothes.
Clothes!
Slowly tearing them off and letting his mouth towards Zomboss's dick.
Yeah.
At first, Zomboss was aroused.
Oh, shit.
He may have even came a little.
This is scary because whenever you say Zomboss, I just see, like, the last known picture of Strom Thurmond.
But he came no more. When his dick was bitten off, it was then that Dave started chewing and devouring the rest of his body,
holy fuck,
causing Zomboss to be dead for the second time. Dave was unstoppable. Soon he had slurped the seas, grazed the grass, and devoured every mountain, hill, and plateau in sight. He had vored the entire planet, except for one person. A person with a piece of technology, reading something on a Google document, or maybe.
Oh. Us?
Anyway.
How very apt.
If you see a gray, rotting man without pants preparing to lurch towards your genitals, prepare to be bored.
What was the point of that story?
Dave, are you done yet?
Actually, we just finished.
Good. You get to start off reading a Radiator Springs orgy.
Oh, good. A Cars fanfic.
Yep. Well, I mean, we've got some other options. Ironoichi Full Force Fudenari Edition.
Dick girls are nice. Better than Cars.
It's Naruto.
I can deal with Naruto.
Females Aren't Everything, which is a Pokemon Pokophilia fanfiction.
My name is Strom Thurmond. I'm basically a Dracula.
Actually, you know what? No. I picked this one specifically for Dave. Dave, you're reading Females Aren't Everything.
Okay, I guess. I need a link. There it is. Okay,
yeah, yeah, cool. Yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Females Aren't Everything. A Pokemon. A Pokemon fan fiction. Genre: romance. Hurt. Starring Johnny Cash. Comfort. Starring
Johnny Cash.
Well, I'm just gonna say, like, who made the song Comfort? There's
Strom Thurmond.
No. All right. Comfort song. All right, well, there's a song literally called Comfort Song by Laura Woody Osman.
That's too long of a name. Give me something shorter.
All right. Comfort Me by BLR.
That's good. Yeah, three letters, I can deal with it.
All right. Comfort Going Home by Yo-Yo Ma.
Nah, not a fan of Yo-Yo Ma.
I like Yo-Yo Ma. He was really good in the Goat Rodeo sessions. Yeah, you didn't think I was fucking cultured, did you?
No, I just...
I'm yogurt over here. I'm so cultured. Anyway, Females Aren't Everything. No, it's an album called The Goat Rodeo Sessions. It's really good.
Yeah, I said Goat Yodeling Sessions. That's just Peter Griffin having sex with SpongeBob.
Oh, Peter. Your dick feels so good in my holes.
Oh, yeah, you have so many holes there, SpongeBob. There's always stories of male trainers ex-female Gardevoirs, which is okay. But how about a male for once? Enjoy. Female Gardevoirs, who don't I love them?
Damn right, Dave. You've told us that so many times.
So beautiful, so curvy, even without the very common big breasts you see on them in hentai photos of her, she would still make me very erect. Every night, I would dream of smashing the pussy of a hot-ass female Gardevoir. Her yelling, "Master!" over and over again.
Master! Master!
Now do it as SpongeBob.
Master! Master!
Oh, God.
Where's the dreams that I've been after?
Oh, God, I'm a eunuch now. Females of other Pokemon are nice, sure, but this one could never be topped. You must be thinking, I don't have one to do all this, right? Well, actually, I do. So why am I dreaming of fucking one every night when I have one myself? Well, that's because mine is a he. The second I found that out, my penis and mood dropped down massively.
Jesus.
God damn it.
why the fuck did this have to happen to me? Siri, play How Could This Happen to Me by Hoobastank. Thanks.
It's not Hoobastank.
I know it's not Hoobastank. That's the joke.
Who would honestly name a fucking band Hoobastank? It's such an awful name.
Well, it's probably Hoobastank would do that. You know,
here's the thing. Hoobastank started as a ska band, and it sounds much more like the name of a ska band.
It's not a ska band?
They are not a ska band.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my Hoobastank. It's a stupid band name now. Don't give a fuck. It's a stupid band name now. This is my Batman name.
This is my Batman name.
It's a Batman 1 million.
Wait, no, that's the other thing from the circus. All my friends mock me for having a male, joking that we have hot gay sex every night.
That's true.
I don't hate him, but I don't want any sexual relationships with him. Like a female Guard of War, though, he loves me a whole lot.
Aww.
Shit. In fact, he was sitting next to me right now as I rapidly write up my homework. Though I honestly wonder, though, does he have those kind of feelings with me? If so, I feel kind of bad since he couldn't help being a male. Even if we did have sex, his moans would sound softly deep and not feminine. Dag!
God of War.
Oh, man, that gets my motor going.
Master! Oh,
that doesn't, though. That's unicondition.
Master!
Yeah, SpongeBob, you love it.
God damn it!
You dirty slut, SpongeBob.
Stop
I'm
it!
Your dirty slut, Peter.
I never want to...
Yeah, don't tell Lois.
This is awful.
She'll find out when she uses me as the sponge in the kitchen and there's cum everywhere.
Oh, no! God, that's the hottest thing you've ever said to me, SpongeBob.
Dag, I shook my head and kept writing.
You're making it very dangerous to drink at all tonight.
Thinking about that, I do not like guys. Phew! I threw my homework down as soon as I finished. I smacked my head against the wall and let out a pant. It's one leg of my pants. Hey guys, I'm a really good impressionist. Check out my Peter Griffin impression. Freaking sweet, Lois.
Friggin' sweet, Lois.
Freaking sweet, Lois.
Hey, check out my Wheelchair Joe impression. Peter.
See, I was pretty close on that one.
Peter, you gotta stick your penis in me, Peter.
I'm gonna be the baby now. Damn you, vile woman. Very good impressions.
How did you somehow manage to make it negative effort?
What are you talking about? There was a lot of effort put into that. Fuck you.
Bitter.
Oh, freaking sweet, Lois. If I ever have to do so much homework again, I'll blow up the... Whoa.
Yeah, don't do that.
Fucking don't make jokes like that. It's not cool, all right? Let me get into my Captain America turned around chair stance. So you want to blow up the school. That's not very cool, is it?
Let's change this real fast.
I've already read it, Steve. You can't change it. All right. I'm reading that verbatim. I'll make Peter Griffin have sex with Sith SpongeBob.
There you go.
I guess I should see if there's anything new is up. Wait, no. I guess I should see if anything new is up by anything. I meant any new pictures up on Gardiburu, the biggest Gardevoir hentai site. I could and would spend hours on that site, grabbing snacks and drinks as I curiously browse through the many different pictures from many great artists. I need a drink. God.
Yes, you do.
Oh, God, this is fucking awful. However, trying to go over there, my Gardevoir grabbed my arm. Huh? What is it? What did he want to look to? The more the merrier, as they say. What? Whoa! With some surprising strength, he slammed back on the bed against the wall. It wasn't too painful, but still not pleasant. Hey, what's the big deal? Ellipses.
He looked over to me and seemed sad. What's wrong? Of course, not being able to talk, he used his fingers to make a male symbol and then pointed to himself and shook his head. Then he made a female symbol with his hands and pointed to me and then made a heart with them. Damn, he's good with sign language. And still I understood what he was trying to say. Yeah, male, yous aren't exactly my cup of tea. Females are the best. Ellipses. Then he used his psychic powers to bring me into a dimension that showed me a dramatization.
Little text underneath just says, note, dramatization.
Dramatization may not have happened.
There I was.
There was there, I.
There was I. Yoda, apparently. There was I, and there was Gardevoir. My Gardevoir. We were standing together, drawn in an old cartoons-like fashion. Then came walking up with us another Gardevoir, who was female, sporting the classical long eyebrows and long chest.
It doesn't say long,
he didn't make a comma, so this is a long chest.
Yes, I get it.
Her titties were down to her waist. Gravity had not been kind.
Oh, God.
Cartoon Me had hearts pop out of his eyes and pushed my Gardevoir out of the way and embraced the female one as we walk out to the sunset, never looking back at my grief-stricken Gardevoir. Then the skit ended, and we were back into my room.
Note, now ends dramatization.
You're a Gardevoir. You've got psychic powers. You could have him, like, get his pee-pee hard and then psychic bang him with your psychic vagina, but whatever.
You're not thinking outside of the box here.
Did you have to go back to Jock Dave voice for that?
Yeah, of course.
All right, Sean, you're up.
Did he really think I'd abandon him for a female one if I ever had the chance to have one?
No, use this voice. Maintain.
You idiot, I told him.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
I grappled his shoulders, him being very surprised. Don't think for even a second!
A second!
I'd abandon you like that.
You're not better than me. Fuck you, you nerd.
Sure, I'm a sick pervert, but not a heartless one.
That is Dave's epitaph. Sure, I'm a sick pervert, but not a heartless one.
I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck. I like my dick suck. I buy you a sick truck. I'll buy you some new tits. I'll give you that nip tuck.
What is that?
What the fuck are you singing?
That's that Lil Pump and Kanye West song.
Oh, God. The fucking...
You're such a fucking hoe. I love it.
Yes. The one. What was it? They were in, like... I keep thinking of the Roblox one.
Yeah.
The Roblox version of that.
I may love females and never got one like I wanted. Yeah, same here. But I'll never give you up for one. I will never let you down.
I'll never let
going
you
to run around.
Use
and
the right
desert
voice.
You.
Stop being the wrong voice.
And
use the right voice.
You.
Understand.
The concept of love.
Yeah, that's a good song too.
Metal Gear alert symbol. If I wanted to look at female Gardevoirs, I'll just keep dreaming of one and look at them in hentai. My words make...
Is that a quote or not a quote?
I don't know. That's what threw me off.
Metal Gear sign!
My words made him smile and blush. He hugged me tightly, rubbing his head against my chest.
So hot.
For some reason, holding him like this was making me... strangely excited.
Now I'll never be able to get off to porn again unless I have Jock speaking directly into my ear holes.
I wonder what he would do if I slid my arm down his waist and into his dress thing.
Wow, you've got a little dress thing there. That's pretty neat.
Sliding my big, bulky fingers against his silky, small butt. Gah!
You're such a... Oh, oh, oh!
Hey, you said the same thing that Xavier's been saying!
Gah! Oh, oh, oh. Does he say it like, gah?
Yes, yes. He comes up to me first thing in the morning after I take him out and change him. He looks at me and goes, gah!
Father, bring to me my dump truck that I may ride it.
Fuck you, he has one!
I know he does.
Hey, father, can you bring me my dump truck? I want to ride it.
Once he's old enough, I will get you one of those, like, rideable dump trucks.
Oh, fucking Power Wheels?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Dad. I don't actually want to, like, play music like you. I want to join the basketball team.
That's fine.
No, it isn't. You don't like it because you don't like music.
No,
Dad, I'm going to go out for the basketball squad and then join ROTC.
Yeah, you never stop me joining the military, Dad. You can't own me.
That's fine. You do whatever you feel is right, son.
Stop being so supportive, Dad!
Dad, I just want to go to other countries and oppress them.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
All right, I'm putting my foot down there.
No, you're not, Dad. I'm going to oppress other people. Bye.
No! No,
$60,000 sign-in bonus for the army. Here I go.
We're going to go take their oil.
Xavier, do you remember the first thing you said to me?
I said, hoorah, Air Force.
Gah.
I said, my dump truck, now.
Bring it to me, unless you find my backside.
So that I may ride it over Strom Thurmond's grave.
Yeah, let's go. We're South Carolina. I want to go.
First thing he said is, damn, I could go for some titty right now.
Dad, let's go. Mom, bust out the Primo milk.
He can't have that. He's lactose intolerant.
Say, Mom.
Mom, I don't care. I gotta suck that titty.
Let me get that Fruity Pebbles creamer.
What the fuck?
This is really stupid.
Gah!
Gah!
He let out a pant and pushed his hips out, more for easier groping. I pushed him up on my leg and gave him a kiss on his forehead. Tried not to be impaled by his horn.
I then rode him like a dump truck.
Hey, what you do in your business time is your business time, not mine.
He brought his lips up to mine's. As it, like, emerald mines, I guess.
Or, like, land mines.
Why specifically emerald mines? Have you been playing Sonic Adventure again?
No, Elon Musk came to mind.
Ah, yes, stolen wealth. There we go.
Yep. And started kissing me, placing his hand upon the one I was groping him with as a sign to keep going.
All right, so, yeah, there's two things you can't do, Xavier. I'm not going to have you oppress other countries, and I'm not going to have you steal other countries' wealth.
But what if I want to, Dad?
No!
No! Yeah!
No!
Listen, Singapore...
Dad, I want to go start an emerald mine in a war-torn region so that I can get conflict emeralds.
Uncle Logan, bro, you don't even know. There's a new dump truck that's coming out in Singapore. I'm going to corner the shit out of that market.
You do whatever you need to do, little ports.
You're damn right I will. I don't care. Uncle Logan supports me.
Logan, I think you wanted to say I'm going to start a blood diamond mine at the Gaza Strip.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go start a strip club at Big Gaza Strip. It'll be funny.
Big Gaza
God
Strip.
God damn it. Gah.
Gah. At this point, I wouldn't protest and just simply continue. I slid my tongue in his mouth and pressed my lips against his harder.
Faster.
Feeling his...
Better, stronger, you know, you get it. They broke up. He exploded. Once wandered in the desert forever.
Feeling his voice vibrate in my mouth, I could then feel my finger slide against something that felt like it was a pucker and wet.
It was his mouth.
Is it like pucker, like that really shitty sour apple bullshit liqueur?
That's what I was thinking.
I thought you liked sour apple pucker.
I don't.
I like sour apple pucker.
Yeah, it's Steve who does.
It's Leave? Okay. It's Leave who
does? It's Leave. It's Paul.
Yeah. It's Paul who does.
Stop calling me Paul.
Why?
All right, Paul.
Are you guys the rest of the Beatles? All right, that's it.
Can I be the dead one?
Which one dead
there
one?
There are two.
No, I'm John Lennon.
All right, I want to be the other dead one.
George Harrison?
I guess that makes me Paul McCartney.
I'm Paul.
Oh, wait.
Steve-O is Paul McCartney.
That's right. I mean, Sean has to be Ringo.
Oh, damn it.
No. Val will be Ringo.
No.
Sean can be Yoko.
That drummer. No, Sean's that drummer that doesn't remember who anybody remembers.
Oh, yeah, the original drummer.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, we need to make an album called Bigger Than Jesus.
Knowing what this was, I slid one in.
Two in the pink, one in the penis, I guess.
Yeah. He He stuck his finger inside his penis?
God of War.
Did you just say God of War?
God of War.
Mom, Dad, I want to go to an emerald mine and play God of War.
Mom, Dad, I want to go to an emerald mine and experiment with urethral sounding.
No!
He released from the kiss and moaned, slightly trembling with his face a really obvious red. He brought his hands down to my pants, unzipping them and pulling down my boxers.
Steve?
Revealing my heart on... You mean Paul?
Paul?
Yes?
What are you going to do when Dump Truck first discovers porn?
I'll encourage him to pay for it.
Good call.
Are you going to show him your collection?
No, that I'm taking to my grave. It is not part of the inheritance.
What if the thing he gets into is sounding?
Then I'll make sure he has the cleanest, most sterile sounding kit this side of the Mississippi.
What about the other side of the Mississippi?
Fuck them.
What about the Mississippi?
Fuck them too.
Dude.
What about the Mississippi?
Yeah, what about the Muskegee?
Fuck them all.
What about the Supanusimpone?
What the fuck did you just say?
The Supanusimpone is Khan's last name from King of the Hill.
Listen here, George. I've had enough of your sass, even though you're dead.
Yeah, I'm very dead. You can't stop me. Well, haunt you real good.
This episode has gone places.
Yeah.
It sure has.
Please keep reading.
I can't believe he said that. I can't either.
He brought his head down.
God damn it.
Sean, please
you
read.
You two are dead. Let Ringo read.
How would you like to see this face on the toilet when you're haunted? Ooh.
Well, if you want Ringo to read, go get Val.
Yeah.
I'm still calling you Ringo because she's not on tonight.
Yeah. He brought his head down and placed his tongue on the tip. No. I flinched from his warm, wet tongue placed upon it. His ass was tight for even one of my fingers, which was soaked completely and made wet, slickly sounds that filled the room. He wetted my cock with before placing his mouth on the tip and began sucking it. Ah, yeah. He brought his mouth down more and sucked down on me faster. At the same time, I worked my finger inside of him faster.
Alan from Toys of the South.
Gigi Allen.
Gigi.
Gigi. Wife. I think.
The happy septuplicate.
He was slightly whimpering and stopped sometimes. He really must be feeling it. When he continued, he bobbed his head at the same quick speed. I was coming closer and closer to coming. Ha! Gardevoir. I'm going to... Not warning quick enough, I came into his mouth. What a dick.
Oh, God. I have spilled my seed upon you.
I am coming.
Yeah, see, I was voted best voice actor in 2019.
He quickly brought his head up with cum dripping down his mouth.
It was between me and a kid who had asthma.
Dave!
What? You all laughed.
What, did you just punch him in the lungs and watch him die on the ground?
I can't tell you my methods, but know that he won't be getting back up anytime soon.
Okay, so George did kill John.
Fucker had it coming.
I can't believe he said that.
That's right.
All right, next.
Next up, I think we're back to the beginning, which is me, right?
Goddamn right.
Yeah, it was me, Logan, Dave, and then you. All right. So sorry. His shook his head, stroking my cheek. I slipped my finger out of him and licked it. He tastes delicious. Then he turned around and revealed his wet asshole by brushing aside his dress. Gah! Ellipses. God of War. More ellipses.
Oh, yeah. Pause for dramatic effect.
What if God of War is Dump Truck's first words?
Good for him.
Gardevoir, Dad.
His first word is already officially Dada.
No, it's not a
word. Dada is not a fucking word.
It's not a word.
It's an art movement.
It's an art movement.
The next thing you're going to be telling me that water isn't wet.
Okay. I hate to break it to you, buddy. Water is not wet.
Water is what?
Water isn't
water
wet.
Is not wet.
Gah?
Water isn't wet. It's not even that complicated.
God of War?
Is he having a fucking stroke?
I see ants in front of me.
No, no, that's the PCP.
Nah, this is PCP.
Ouch. Oh, shit, y'all biscuit heads.
Up on the mic. Okay.
PCP saved my life.
He sounded so desperate and horny in his words. Fuck the fact that he's a male. My penis and I just couldn't refuse.
We're ready to get it on like Donkey Kong.
Here I go. I slammed
my penis is falling into him yet again.
I slammed my penis inside of him.
There it goes. Oh, no. Whoa. That's so crazy.
Vor.
That's what we had last story was Vor.
He yelled out that 1 second.
Holy shit.
I don't remember any of the other seconds. I just remember that 1 second. I brought my body up more, and while clenching the bed sheets, thrusting inside of him, his asshole was so tight, I don't think my dick could even leave if it wanted to. Really flexing there, God of War.
Yeah, you know it.
His voice was really coming out now. God of War. God of War. It was like he was begging me to fuck him harder, and I was not unwilling to do it. I took my dick out for a second, laid down, fell asleep, got up, laid down again, got up, then grabbed him and slammed him back down. This time he was riding me.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights.
They're the renegades of funk.
The renegades of funk. This time I'm gonna let it all come out. This time I'm gonna stand up and shout.
That's not the song!
I'm gonna do things my way. It's my way. My way or the highway.
I could feel my dick hitting as high as possible inside of him, with his moans sounding more pleasure-filled.
Whoa.
I grabbed his hip and bucked mine's up.
Mine's going real up, you know what I mean?
God of War. God of War.
Holy shit.
Kratos, what are you doing here?
I'm telling my son, get out of there, boy.
Please wait until after show to play God of War.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear his voice some more. His voice was oddly much better than here.
To hear
than any female God of Wars I've ever heard of. God of War, I'm coming inside you! He nodded rapidly and even clenched my arms. God!
Steve.
Huh?
Steve.
What?
Look at the thing I just sent you.
Just looking at the thing right now.
Can it wait till I'm done my page?
No.
I think that dump truck is trying to kill me.
Oh, shit.
All right.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Homestar eBooks. Jesus. All right, was I? God of War! God of War! God of War! I released my load inside of him. I am a dump truck.
Gross.
He lifted his head up and softly cooed his name, God of War.
No, his name is Kratos.
Finished, he struggling sat up, cum leaking out of his asshole. His face was a deep red, but also gray with the ashes of his wife and child.
What?
That's why Kratos is like gray skin.
Oh, yeah, forgot. you kind of forget those kinds of things because all he does is just mope and pout and be like, boy.
Kratos, the lead singer of Papa Roach for their hit single, Last Resort.
Steve, real question.
What?
Did you play the new God of War?
Nope.
Actually, go play it. It's one of the best games that has been made in the last 5 years. You have a PlayStation 4, right?
No.
Why don't you have a PlayStation 4?
Why are you slowly turning into Dale Gribble?
Why don't you have a PlayStation 4, Paul?
Stop calling me Paul.
Nah, you're Paul now.
I'm finishing this. No more Homestar ebooks. No more PlayStation 4s ever. Guard of War. He was sitting on my lap in the dark, cool room. I was twiddling my fingers on his horn, which was making him tremble and moan with his face in dark red. You know, I've grown a love for males now because of you. God of War. He panted and nodded, barely able to speak. I'm sorry for all this time. All this time I had such a cute, lovable fuck buddy. I softly told him, stopping from playing with his horn for now. He turned his head up to me with a warm smile. He pecked me on my cheek and then hugged me. Huggled me. God damn it.
Huggled?
That's a real word.
I cuddled him in my arms. Females may be awesome, but now I see that males can be just as awesome. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Wasn't that adorable and hot? Just a little thingy I came up with. Well, I hoped you enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, it's better than the other story of his that we read.
We read a few of his.
Sure yeah. Did.
All right.
I was specifically referring to Deer's daddy.
Oh, is this that person?
This is Taffy App, yeah.
All right, this next one is sort of redemption to Logan.
Red Dead?
What?
Excuse me?
Red Dead Redemption?
No, this is...
Oh, is this a Vegeta thing?
No. I'm saving Vegeta. I honestly didn't know if you were going to be on tonight, so I didn't get Vegeta re-ready.
I told you I would be.
I don't know. The world works in mysterious ways. This is Peaceful Fields of Milk and Titties.
What?
A Resident Evil fan fiction.
Oh, God damn it! Please no more feet.
Summary. Leon's trying very hard to focus on things like not dying and having a pulse, but his dick has other plans.
Like feet.
Also, he started lactating at some point. That's definitely not supposed to happen. And the monsters are on him like flies on shit. Logan, you will be starting us off.
Raccoon City was a fucking nightmare, and Leon's idiot brain had decided, somehow, that it was quite sexy. He wasn't sure. How are both the fucking fics I've read about the goddamn zombies?
I don't know.
He wasn't sure anyone could blame him. The human mind and body had all sorts of weird ways to cope with stressful situations. The Academy had a whole class dedicated to fear responses and de-escalating situations. It's nothing to be ashamed of, the instructor had said. Erections and other signs of sexual arousal are reasonably common as a response to stressful situations.
Is it, though?
I have, like, a big issue with a police instructor saying, it's okay if you get a hard-on when you just, like, shoot somebody.
No, that's a problem.
Might be bad. Admittedly, Leon was sure she hadn't been talking about the way his gaze had lingered on the long strings of drool threatening to drop from his mouth, or a zombie's bony, scrambling fingers tickling up his prone throat. She hadn't been thinking of the teeth barely scraping his neck, or a corpse rutting on his leg.
Ugh.
She definitely hadn't been thinking of men that were... fountains choking Leon out while the probing, pressing tongue of a malformed horror crept up his leg. No, she couldn't have been thinking of those things, because she was a normal human woman who didn't want to spread her legs for metaphorical monsters, let alone literal ones. Leon, on the other hand, had come face to face with some Night of the Living Dead shit and thought, wow, it's kind of hot. It was inconvenient. His not entirely fear boner rubbed against his boxers as he crept slowly through the RPD, whirring at his lip in the hope it would keep him from crying out, even if it was just a little bit hot to think about how the monsters held him down. He didn't quite want to die yet.
No, but unfortunately, John and George really didn't have a choice in the matter.
Though that was sort of odd, in and of itself. Plenty of zombies had pinned him down. Plenty more had bitten him, leaving an aching purple string up his neck. But none had broken the thin skin between their teeth and his pulse. Leon shivered. No time to focus on what that meant. Not, o- not when he would have to save his fantasies until after he left Raccoon City alive. Regardless of his dick's thoughts, staying alive was the top priority. Right. There was a corridor of corpses in front of him, ready and waiting to stir. Behind him, he could hear heavy footsteps, slow and searching.
Heavy steps.
Heavy steps, slow and searching.
You got feet on the mind.
Heavy step.
The sensible thing to do would be going forth, knife out, and slowly cutting the tendons that would let the zombies move. It would stop the tyrant from coming down on him. And it would let him save ammo. He just had to go slowly. Step, step. At the first groan of a corpse, he drove his knife into its knee and rendered it useless, pulling off the grasping hands and firmly directing his thoughts away from how they'd feel on his dick. Another corpse, another stab, another fantasy. What if he failed at making them immobile? What if they managed to rise up when he was crouched down to cut one of their fellows down to pin their weight onto his back and crush him against his target, teasing his throat with their cold, clammy mouths, forcing him to rut like a dog.
Bark, bark, bark.
Rut?
Finally clamping down on his exposed neck when he came inside his pants, cries drawing the tyrant.
Well, that sucks. David, you're up.
All right, here we go.
Leon shook his head. His cock was rock hard, rubbing uncomfortably against his boxers. God, that was going to be a pain to clean up. He really didn't want to go to the men's room in the middle of a goddamn zombie nightmare, cleaning out cum like he was 14 all over again.
So you switched from the jock to the nerd?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hiding his ungodly habits from his mother. He shivered, driving his knife through the corpse's neck. Please let it didn't get up. Christ, he is gonna need some therapy after this.
Yeah, I think we all will.
The main hall was in sight, and with it, there should be ammo. Boring, completely non-sexy ammo. To hopefully ease some tension off of his dick.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Boring, completely non-sexy ammo was not an ad-lib. That's an actual line in it.
Yeah, that's what it says. Maybe if you read it along, you would know.
Well, I'm also getting ready for work.
Oh, sure. Going to work at 9 at night.
Yes, Dave. That's normally when I do. I'm sorry. Yes, George.
Oh, he almost forgot which Beatle I was for a second.
Yes, I was going to call you John.
You're like,
yeah, I'm John.
You're like, John, George, Ring,
Jacob Heimer Schmidt.
Dave Mustaine.
Is my name, too.
I'm the famous Beatle Dave Mustaine.
You mean ex-Metallica, now Megadeth, now also super conservative Christian Dave Mustaine?
Yeah, that was the joke. See, we brought it back to last week.
Oh, was that really just last week? Jesus.
It was like a week or two ago. Who knows these days?
It was like a month ago.
The zombies didn't like the main hall for some reason.
No. We were talking about Dave Mustaine when we trucked and your truck got caught and couldn't make it.
Yeah, that's true. That did happen. I did fucking free ball.
Was that the 2-truck shipment of fireworks?
No. It was a different thing. I think it was like a turtle or something.
And Mr. X's footsteps sounded distant enough. The only company he would have would be Marvin.
Marvin?
You didn't play the remake, did you?
No.
It was good.
So I heard. Didn't Mr. X turn out to be Untitled Goose?
No. He was Big Smoke from Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. He kicks down the door and he's like, all we had to do was follow the train, CJ.
Leon didn't know if he wanted Marvin to be alive or dead. He'd been in terrible shape the last time they met. Death would be a kinder than living for much longer with a hole in his guts, festering in the heavy air. But when he died, Leon shook his head and gritted his teeth. At least the thought of his comrades dying was enough to make his cock soften, if only slightly.
I like how we're just firmly invested in the status of his cock second to second.
Listen, there are 3 characters in Resident Evil 2 Remake. It's Chris, Leon, and his cock.
And cock.
Goddamn, it had absolutely bottom of the barrel standards. Fucking psychology. The main hall was mostly free of blood.
Oh no, I'd hate that.
You sound tired as shit, dude.
Well, I suddenly, at 8:30 at night, I'm like,
so very tired. I drank a fifth of vodka.
Leon could see footprints from one side to the other. Mr. X. Most likely. But other than that worryingly fresh development, it was quiet. Too quiet. Leon's heart froze as he crept quietly down the stairs, hoping against hope. Maybe Marvin was immune in some way. Maybe some divine intervention had saved him and helped him get to a hospital for his wounds. A hospital that wasn't overwhelmed by dead people or whatever, where he could recover and get the hell out of Raccoon City. Maybe Leon was going to wake up in his shitty apartment, hung over as hell with the world's most shameful boner. No such luck.
Interesting direction the remake took, if this is true to form.
Yeah, in the remake, he just walks around with the world's most ostentatious stiffy, so, you know.
The crossover nobody wanted, Leisure Suit Larry and Resident Evil.
I'd play that.
Well, you would play almost anything if Steve bought it for you on Steam.
No, I think there is a game on Steam that you bought for me that I haven't played yet.
Is that Hotshot Racing? Because that game is awesome.
No, I played that. I have it installed, actually.
Wonderful.
Let's play male nude mod of Resident Evil 2 Leon's erection big dick 23 centimeters.
Let's go. All right.
Hold on. Wait, what?
It's on Fapster.
Finally, something for the ladies in the audience.
What the hell is this?
Creevers. There you go. Not safe for work.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Wow, that is a big boner.
What's going on with his stomach? He looks like a corpse.
Wait. Hold on. I think Jill's nude. She got titty. Hell yeah, this is a great mod. Also, it's in moon language. I can't understand it. All right, turn towards the camera so I can see that big dangus. He is walking around with the biggest stiffy in the world. Good for him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. At 13 minutes and 20 seconds, the camera pans down and just shows his dick. He just does a, yeah, there's my penis. Anyway, great mod. Game of the year.
This jambling thing that used to be Marvin crashed into him with the gnashing teeth and clumsy fingers, drawing bloody trails on Leon's face. It was all desperation, suffering, clawing at him, like Marvin wanted to tear off his eyelids and eat his eyes. Admire the jut of his jaw and cheekbones as the skin came away. That's a weird disconnected thought, but whatever. Leon smashed an elbow in his face. Congealed blood and spittle flew out of his slack mouth. Marvin's hands were still grasping, his fingers shone in the low light. Trembling, spasming,
pap smearing.
There was nothing in Marvin's empty, pale eyes. It was just hunger, overpowering desire for flesh.
Yeah, I've been there. It's called a Tuesday.
Steak Tuesday?
Yeah, oh my God, Dave, Steak Tuesday.
Yeah, let's go. I still haven't cooked those steaks.
The head was frozen. His knife was still at the ready, gun in reach. None of it mattered because Marvin had twisted and turned into a manifestation of gluttony. Marvin, who had helped him, even when he was hurt, refused to keep a weapon for himself, and in return, he had turned into an awful caricature of himself.
Don't you forget about me.
The Breakfast Club is really weird in 2029. Marvin's corpse flung itself onto Leon, knocking him out of the reverie and onto the floor. He stank of rot, one hand pulling his hair to expose Leon's neck. He scrambled beneath him, flailing arms and trying to drive a knife into Marvin's chest, his neck, his pussy, and his crack.
Yeah.
Somewhere that would give him a second to get off.
Yeah.
But dead weight was harder to shift than living, and Marvin was very, very dead. Leon chanted it in his head. This was not Marvin Bragnag.
Branna.
Bragnag.
Branna.
Bragnag.
It's like Eric Bana, but with an R in it.
It's Branson, Missouri.
Marvin Branson.
This ain't over. It was another zombie pinning him down and wanting his flesh.
Yeah, again, just Steak Tuesday. Sean, you're up.
Steak Tuesday.
His boner didn't listen.
Boners don't have ears.
They do if they had that weird thing growing off of them.
Maybe yours don't. The struggling had woken it up again.
Is that what the foreskin is? Just like, it's like a hat for the dick's ears?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know, Steve-O, because you don't have one.
I wouldn't know. I lost both my foreskin and my dick ears.
Damn, bro.
The struggling head woke it up again, curious now that there was new friction. Marvin didn't pace himself like Leon would. The rare times he got to go dancing and grind against someone. Mostly because he was a fucking zombie. But that strange, frantic pace, combined with Leon's own wild writhing, was making him rock hard. At least this was a physical thing. Thought the sensible part of his brain that wasn't occupied with not getting eaten. A perfectly normal reaction to friction on the genitals. If only it weren't attached to Marvin's corpse that had managed to get his mouth close to Leon's neck. His breath was lukewarm. His breath was lukewarm and sticky on Leon's thin skin, highlighting all the bruises made worse by Marvin's sharp tugging. He wanted his throat. Of course he did. It was the only piece of skin readily available. And the fact that Leon's cock was delighted by the attention had absolutely no bearing on the situation. It wasn't like a zombie had the coordination to tear his clothes. It wasn't even the tiniest bit sexy. Leon yelped as Marvin managed to take advantage of his distraction and pulled, wrenching his head back and finally letting him at his prize. Leon felt his heart hammer against his chest as Marvin mouthed over the bruises, tongue cold and useless. Leon could feel his teeth brush against it occasionally, like he was taking the time to tease Leon. When would he bite? How? Short, sharp nicks to make sure he could get the finest cut? A deep bite that would drive the infection inside him, turn him into something just like Marvin, an ever starving glutton. If he got out of Raccoon City, Leon was sure this little nightmare was going to take center stage in all of his fantasies. Hell, even if he didn't, the inevitable unconscious dreams between life and death would be nothing but him being bitten and mouthed at while his hips canted against Marvin's leg.
You guys ever have zombie sex dreams? Because I sure as hell haven't.
Nope.
You're missing out, bud.
I knew you were going to fucking say that, Logan.
Oh, that had happened at some point. He was humping Marvin's leg, even as Marvin's teeth teased more and more. Little pinpricks of pressure making hot, red marks into his neck. God. Leon thought he'd been bad as a teenager. That was nothing compared to now, when he was the protagonist of some sort of ironic story about hell. Dick hard. Undead monstrosity resembling someone he should have respected. All brought low in the nightmare that was Raccoon City. He was sure that if he tried to walk into church after this, he'd catch fire. Zombie assisted masturbation had to be some sort of sin.
Zombie assisted masturbation may also be the episode title.
No, that's not the episode title.
You'll never climb to heaven with your hands full of zombie penis.
Leon groaned. His whole body felt tight and hot. Sweat cutting cold trails over his skin, diluting the dried blood, staining his uniform. Marvin's drool was warmer. Not that it mattered. The chill of death was all freezing compared to the warmth of the living. His hand was wandering down to Leon's vest, scratching at it, as though there was something under there that Marvin wanted.
Your chest hair!
Let's play odds and evens!
Xavier's been doing that with my chest hair all the fucking time! He keeps trying to grab from my nipples!
They're very pinchable.
Yep.
I hate this!
Growling and grunting when his hands
growling
couldn't
grasp. Growling and grunting, Xavier grabbed repeatedly at Steve-O's nipples.
Daddy.
Oh, dearest Daddy, no.
Daddy, give me them nip-nops.
Did you just say nip-nops?
Yeah, Daddy, give me them nip-nops.
What the fuck is a nip? Is a nip-nop some sort of chocolate confectionery?
Yes.
Dave, when we go to see movies and when I come back down to Florida, let's get an extra large bucket of chocolate nip-nops.
Dave, are you dead?
Oh, it was muted. I don't think those are real, dude.
Damn it!
When his hands couldn't grasp the clasp properly, Leon was frozen again, totally still. His neck was cold and sore, now that Marvin had pulled away, letting the night air hit the wet patch.
Ew.
He was still hard, boxers wet from pre-cum. It tented uncomfortably against his pants, and Leon was almost.
Yeah, there you go.
There was two. One was italicized and one was not.
My mic was blocking the first one, sorry.
Yeah. Get better eyes.
Get better nip-nops.
Yeah. Tempted to let his fly down for some relief.
All right, well, it's 10 minutes until work time. George sounds tired.
I'm very tired.
I'm hungry.
John still can't believe that he said that.
I can't believe he said that.
I would like to make a request that somebody write fan fiction of SpongeBob and Peter Griffin fucking and then going to get chocolate nip-nops.
Gnip-gnops.
I'm going to read the patron list and we'll call it a kind of early night. So thank you to our patrons, especially our genital guardians. A barn owl in Groucho Marx glasses giving you sexy eyes from across the bar. Chirpy, Discuss, Dizdon Plays, Dog Welder the Bounty Hunter, Epidel, Grass Dragon, Mana, No Recount Me Harder Daddy, Richard Pryor, Santa Grimnar, Tommy Wiseau's Third Least Enthusiastic Stalker, and Disambiguity. And a super special thanks to our Bullgate beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Evan Baumel, Michael Fouch, Miri, Never Not Horny on Main, Pork Chops Are My Moon, Razor Flood, Terrors, and Wage. No new names tonight, but you know, it's okay. You guys are allowed. I expect to see many jokes about chocolate nip-nops next week.
Yeah.
Send us out on the Peter Griffin having sex with SpongeBob noise again.
Oh, yeah. Peter!
Oh, SpongeBob!